So today we're going to learn Be'ezat Hashem Mitzvah 107 and Mitzvah 108. So the Mitzvah 107, let's go straight to the Ramban. There's really no point, there's no point for me even to just say what these mitzvahs are because they're so short that the Rambam is just basically saying what they are and that's about it. So HaMitzvah HaKuf Zayin, Mitzvah 107, He Shetivanu Al Tumas Meis, Umitzvah Zoy Koleles Kol Mishpatei Tumas Meis. So the Mitzvah 107 is to regard a dead person as unclean. It's that, well, the way the Rambam says it more is the mitzvah on Tumas Meis, about meaning considering or concerning a dead body. And this mitzvah includes all the laws or the all mishpatim of Tumas Meis, of a dead body. And of course, that includes touching a dead body. And Tumas Meis is Avi Avasatuma. It's higher level than Avatuma. And therefore, when it touches someone, it makes someone what's called Avatuma, which means you could transfer the Tuma on and so on. Special thing about dead people, and we would say especially Jewish meisim, are metame be'oil. Now, non-Jewish people, they're metame. They are metame. That's pretty simple. We'll see in Parshas Pinchas very clearly. The Torah says explicitly that they're metame. That any dead person's a neve body is metame. Now, and we see that also in the Mishnah and the Talmud all the time. That's pretty clear. I mean, we see one specific case that we see it is that we're worried tumas chutzlars, that there's a tuma. What are we worried about? We're worried that maybe a non-Jew, his wife had a miscarriage, a late miscarriage or whatever, then he might bury it like in his house or something like that. In other words, not in a designated marked grave. So anyhow, we know that every dead body, there's tuma, but there is something special about Jewish dead, someone who's from Bnei Israel, that he is matama be'ol. I mean, if there's something above covering it, and he goes under, even though he didn't go right over the dead person, or he didn't touch the mace, then he's still matame. So he still becomes tame. So that's the tumas ol. So that's mitzvah 107. Hamitzvah kufches, mitzvah 108. He should. Hareinu b'mishpatei me nida sheitharu be'inyan echad ve'itamu be'inyan acher. It's that Hashem taught us or directed us b'mishpatei me nida, in the laws of me nida sheitharu be'inyan echad ve'itamu be'inyan acher, that they'll be metaher in one way and be metame in another way. So now me nida, the translation, well, now the Sefer HaChinuch says that this may nida is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. First of all, may nida, the word may nida is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so, and it's called mechatas also. So now, what does may nida mean? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains that it comes from the word vayadu even bi. In Eicha, where it means that they threw a rock at me or whatever, they threw a rock at me. And over here it means may need a water of throwing or water, well, we'll see it, then you sprinkle it. So it's the same idea. It's basically you throw the water or you pass it over. You sprinkle it at a person, and the translation that I have, the English translation over here, calls it the sprinkling water, which would work good actually for the explanation, the Sefer HaChinuch's explanation of the pasuk. And so they're matame in one way and matar in they're matar in one way and the time in the other way. Now the point of meinida is to be matar, that's for sure. The reason is to be matar, and it's especially for tmei meis, and it's And it's you have ashes of paraduma, which is a separate mitzvah of paraduma, but you have the ashes of paraduma you put into the water. The water has to come from Maya Neveh, or a river that flows, or a stream that flows, or whatever. And you pour the ashes of the paraduma on. I think it's kosher. Any amount is enough. And then you spray it on the tameh, and he becomes, the tameh person becomes tar, and but the person that was metameh becomes, the person that sprayed it becomes tameh. Sprinkle it on, the tameh person becomes tameh. Now, you would think, perhaps, so then you're always adding tameh, because, so what does it help? You didn't make there more tahara in the world. All you did is you just changed the tumah from one person to another. But that's not exactly true, because it's not as if the one that sprays it becomes tameh, and then he has to be sprayed upon to become tar. He becomes tameh. He has to wait. He doesn't have to wait for Mei Nida, and he becomes automatically tahor after time. Anyhow, so that's basically just a little bit of Mei Nida. So Vedaki Elish Hashlosha Asar Minin Mina Tumas Shekadam Minam, and you should know that these 13 types of tumas that we mentioned as 13 mitzvahs, Haim Tumas Nevela Vatumas Shratzim, and now the Rambam is recounting them again, the tuma of Nevela of Dead Carcass, tuma of Shratzim, of you call them creepy crawlies, or maybe rodents, Shratzim, the tuma of Shratzim, Tumas Ochlin, tuma of food. Umashkin, food and drink, or liquids, Vatumas Nida, the tumah of Nida, Vatumas Yoledes, tumah of someone who gives birth, Tumas Sara'as, tumah of leprosy, and all the three different types of Tumas leprosy, Adam of a man, Vatumas Tsaras Beged, the tumah of Tsaras of a garment, the tumah of Tsaras of a house, a bais, Vatumas Zav, and the tumas of Zav, and Vetumas Shichva Zer, Vetumas Zava, and Tumas Zava, Vetumas Meis, and Tumas of a dead person, Vetumas Meit Nida, Vetarasan, and the Tuma of Meit Nida, meaning that it makes people Tame, and Ta'arasan, and that it's Matar. Kol Echan Mem Kasu Batara. All of these are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Ubechol Mitzvah Mehen, Yesh Ksuvim Rabim Vadinim Utnaim, and every mitzvah has many. Yeah, there's a lot of psukim to speak about them, and laws, and a lot of conditions, meaning when it's matar, when it's tameh, and how you matar yourself, and so on. Kamay shekasu b'parshas vayibay mashmini, like it's mentioned in Parshas Shmini and Vayikra, b'parshas ishaki sazriya, parshas tazriya, also in Vayikra, b'parshas zois tiyah, b'parshas para aduma, zois tiyah, and zois tiyah, I think, is Mitzora, Parshas Mitzora, and Parshas Paraduma, which is in Bamidbar. Ve'elu arba parshios tichlona kesuve elu atumas kulam, and these four parshios include, or they have within them, is all the dinim of these tumas, all the psukim that talk about these tumas, these 13 tumas that the Rambam mentioned. Omnam dinei haminim ha'elu kulam v'dikduk kol min mehem seder taras kol kozeh, but all the laws of these types of tumas v'dikduk kol, and all the specific details of each species or each type of tuma is mentioned, is seder taras kol kozeh. Seder taharos includes all of this. Right, so let's continue. The Yeshman meaning Chubru Lahem Mesachtas Umichlalam Mesachtas Taharas Umesachtas Machshirim Umesachtas Ogdin. So there are some of these tumas that we mentioned. There's specific Mesachtas in Seder Taharas for them. Umichlala Masechta Taras, one of the Masechta Taras, and Masechta Machshirim, and Masechta Uksin, that all these three, Keilu Ashosha Masechta's Kololos, Tumas Orchlin, Levad, Velahen Mechubaros, because these three Masechta's talk about Tumas Orchlin, which was one of the mitzvahs that we mentioned, and that's why they were. The Mishnah brought them. That's what their point was. Now, the reason he has to say that that's what their point was, because this, we'll see that they include a lot of other things also, especially the beginning of Kelim. It mentions a lot of things that is not just Tumas Ochlim, but the purpose was Tumas Ochlim, and it brought a lot of things. Umasha nigrar bahen mizichron din midinei Tumas Ochlos anam bahen bemikre, and what is dragged along, meaning for a purpose, meaning to understand afterwards, Tumas Ochlin, or to compare, Baba Hen Bemikra came by chance, not really by chance over here. What it means is, it's not the focus, it's not the purpose. It came for a reason, but it didn't come for the purpose. That's not the purpose in these three Masechtas. The purpose in these three Masechtas are to talk about Tumas Ochlin. V'chein, Masechas Nida kolos dinei Tumas Nida, and Masechas Nida that is mentioned in Tahar, that is in Seder Taharos, is talking about the Tumah of Nida, the Tumas Yoledes, and the Tumah of Yoledes. When Masechas Krisos Yechsas Midinei Tumas Yoledes, and Masechas Krisos, which is not in Taharos, it also mentions a little bit of the laws of Yoledes on his birth. Gamkin. When Masechas Negaim kolos dinei Nigei Adam uveged uveis. And a Masechas Nagaim that's in Seder Taharos, it includes all the laws of Tzaras, basically. The Tzaras of Adam, Tzaras of clothes, and Tzaras of a house. Masechas Zavim, includes all the discharges, what we call discharges, except for, we'll see, Nida, it's different than normal discharges. Interestingly, Shechva Zera is included in the discharge over here, but Nida is not. The Zavim includes the laws of Zav and Zava, the Shechva Zera, and the laws of Shechva Zera. Masechas Ohalos kolos din Tumas Meis, and the Masechas Ohalos includes the laws of Tumas Meis, which is understood Ohalos Tumas Ohel, which is unique for a dead person. Masechas Para kolos mei nida letar latam. Masechas Para includes Meinida, which we, let's call this water for sprinkling, Letame Ulatar, how it's Metame and how it's Metar, and that's Masechas Para, because basically it starts from Paraduma, and that's, which is Paraduma is a separate mitzvah, like we'll see later, Bezras Hashem, Amnam Tumas Nevela, but Tumas Sheretz, Lernis Yachdu Lahem Masechtas, but the mitzvahs of Tumas Nevela, and of a dead carcass, and the Tumas of Sheretz, of a rodent or a creeping things, Lainis, which we said were only eight specific creeping things, which I still don't mention what they are. I need to mention what these eight things are in English again. But anyhow, Lainis yachdu lahem mesachtais aval dinam mefuzarim umufuradim umkam esrabi maaseder hazeh. They don't have any specific. So the mitzvah of the laws of dead carcasses and the laws of shratim, nevela and sheretz, there's no specific masechta that talks about that is designated for that topic. Aval dinei mefuzarim umufuradim b'mekom esrabim maaseder hazeh, but their laws are scattered and separated in all these different places of this Seder, meaning Seder Taharos. And the majority of it, and the more like, the foundational laws that are mentioned of these two things, of Tumas Nevela and Tumas Shratim, are mentioned Masechtas Kelim and Masechtas Taharos. And they talked about a lot of questions on these two subjects in Masechas Edios, which is not in Seder Taharos. Ukvar perashna zeh seder bechlaloi kalamar seder taharos, and we already explained, meaning the Rambam already explained this Seder in its entirety, meaning Seder Taharos, perush lo yitzdarech ima la'ayin b'sefer acher b'shum davar min etumu tara. Perush, that you won't have to look in any other book, b'shum davar, in anything on the subject of Tuma and Tahara. In other words, he's telling you that these 13 tumas that we went by really quickly, there's a whole Mesachta designated for them, which a whole Seder designated for them, Seder Taharas, which is gigantic. But anyhow, that's how the Rambam went. At the beginning, it was a little bit of a question because it seemed like he's not mentioning all that. Usually he mentions where we could check up the details of each mitzvah, and then suddenly when he got to Tumas and Taharas, he didn't mention it. But the reason is because he mentioned it at the end. He wanted to include everything together. Yeah, that's it for right now.